Blog Talk Radio.
He's been off the air for a little while, but we're back on today with Home Base Business 101 and new show, your Home Base Business Breakfast Show. Hey, we just want to thank people for tuning in this morning, whether you're catching this live or catching it in the archives. The theme of the show is, hey, how to help those that are serious about wanting to work from home. You know, there's a lot of people out there, especially what's going on right now in the economy and everything else, people looking for options and plan Bs and plan Cs and plan Ds and all kind of different plans, you know. Well, the bottom line is, hey, Working from home is a viable option. And, you know, hey, if you want to work from home, then you have tuned in to the right place, and you're at the right place at the right time. And, you know, we want to talk about this whole phenomena of called home-based business and learning how to work it and market from home. We have a specific focus, you know, that we deal with, but, you know, at the same time, you know, we try to help lend support and information to people, you know, that have some other different focuses as far as working from home. We recommend network marketing as, you know, a great way to work from home. Matter of fact, I think it's the best way to work from home is through a network marketing company and finding, you know, the right one or the right ones. I have a philosophy that I say, they all work. It works if you work it. In other words, all of them have different systems, different themes, and you can make money in every network marketing company that I see out there on the horizon. I have my own particular and favorite one that I'm a part of, which is YTB, Your Travel Biz, because I think it has, you know, some tremendous options that make it a superior opportunity versus some of the other opportunities. But, you know, whether you're involved in what I'm doing or not, or if you're searching, you know, then, you know, we want to be able to help you narrow that search. And, yeah, I would like to see you come, you know, the way that I'm doing my home-based business piece. But even if you don't come this way, there's some things that you should look for. And I'm going to start off with a couple of those, and then I want to go through some stuff from Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah, I want to share some information from them this morning also. But, you know, one of the first things, you know, if you're going to get involved with a network marketing company, make sure that that network marketing company, one, is publicly traded. And some people will say, well, why is that important, Baba Jahi? Why should, you know, the company that I align myself with, why should I be concerned about whether or not they're publicly traded? Well, there's a big reason. See, if it's a publicly traded company that you're going to market their products, goods, and services for, then that means that the SEC, which stands for the Security Exchange Commission, has evaluated that company and examined that company, because they cannot become a publicly traded company without approval of the Security and Exchange Commission. And that's key. That's important, people. That is so important in terms of making sure that the company is a publicly traded company. Because if they're not publicly traded, then I mean they haven't really been scrutinized. And, you know, and that's important, very important. You know, that means that they have to, they what they have written down, they have to honor. They can be sued if not, you know. So you want to make sure that you're with a publicly traded company. You know, and as we, you know, we look at that, that's, you know, I've seen companies that come in and they, you know, the people, they promised all kinds of stuff, but it's no real written guarantees. I mean, it's written. But, you know, then people find out the hard way that what was in the big print, they take away in the small print. So you want to make sure the company, whatever company you decide to align yourself with in terms of a home-based business, that it is a publicly traded company. Next, you want to make sure in terms of that company, you know, one of the key things that, you know, that's important to me, and hopefully it's important to you, is the integrity of the founders and the owners. You have a lot of companies that don't have no integrity. That's why we got this bailout thing going on right now in the economy. You know, we're seeing tremendous problems with companies just running away. You know, reminds me of a song, you know, running away. Hey, running away, just running away, you know, and no controls, you know, and got bells and whistles and all kind of stuff. You want to make sure that you can find a way to do some kind of due diligence to check out the integrity of the people that you're going to align yourself with in terms of a home-based business. You know, so we said, you know, the first thing you want to do, you know, if you're going to be involved with a company that's going to be doing network marketing, again, that's, you know, one of the keys that we focus on in terms of recommending that if you're going to do a home-based business, we think network marketing is the best way to be able to achieve your goal and your status. And second is that you want to make sure the company is publicly traded, and then you want to make sure that the integrity of the owners is so important. Integrity is something that you cannot trade off. You know, there's people that say, you know, well, it doesn't matter as long as we make a lot of money. You know, I'm not concerned about, you know, what the owners are about, or what they do, or whatever. You know, but you want to make sure that the integrity is there, because without integrity, you don't know where people can be leading you and what type of path, you know, that they would be taking you down. And though you can make some money in the short run, you want to make sure that there's some money in the long run, or what's called equity in your business. Next, you want to make sure that if you're going to be involved in a network marketing company as a home-based business opportunity, you want to make sure that they have a good residual income program. What is residual income, people? That is doing something today and getting paid on it again and again and again, tomorrow after tomorrow after tomorrow after tomorrow. You want to do that. That's so key. That's so important to make sure that you are in a company that has a good residual income program. Okay. As I started off at the top of the show, you know, and I shared with you, you know, that, you know, we wanted to talk about this whole thing of home-based business and home-based business working from a network marketing perspective, is that, you know, two tremendous business icons, Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump, they wrote an article called Why We Recommend Network Marketing. There are many benefits that network marketing industry offers for those who want more for their lives. I mean, this is a very, very powerful article that they put together. If you'd like a copy of the article, if you're listening and you go to our site, you see our email address, and, you know, you can email us, and we can send you a copy of this tremendous article called Why We Recommend Network Marketing, by Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump. You know, now, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, besides his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, he has this Rich Dad series of books that he does. And he has one that's called The Cash Flow Quadrant. It's the most important. He says that's the most important book for people who want to make changes in their lives. And he does a quadrant, you know, he draws a quadrant, and he has on one side of the quadrant, you know, what's called E and S, and on the other side, B and I. E stands for employee, S stands for small business person, self-employed, or specialist. B stands for big business owners, and I stands for investors. Well, you know, if you're an employee in terms of working for someone, you're trading hours for dollars. And there's only so many hours in the course of a day that you can trade for dollars. If you're a small business owner, or what's called a small business person, that's, you know, or so I would say, well, I'm self-employed. Hey, that's great. That's wonderful. But, you know, what that really means when you say you're self-employed, you created a job for yourself. You still are an employee. It's just that you created a job for yourself when you're self-employed. And again, we're going over Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. And I understand that very deeply because I remember when, you know, my first business, you know, I was so excited about being, quote unquote, self-employed. Self-employed, you know, it was great. Me and my wife were self-employed. You know, we worked on an average of 14 hours a day. You know, on the weekends, we even worked on Saturday. The only day we really had off was on Sunday. But the bottom line was, you know, and when we reflect back, we had to stay healthy because we couldn't afford to get sick because we were self-employed. We didn't have what Robert Kiyosaki talks about in terms of a business where if I take time down, that the business is still working. Self-employed means, hey, you do it, and you do it all. Self-employed, the only difference between self-employed and being employed is that you created a job for yourself. Yeah, you have more control over what you do, but it's no different than working a regular job. It's just the fact that you created a job for yourself. I was self-employed for over 14 years. Did a lot of great work, a lot of things that I enjoyed, had a lot of fun. But the downside of being self-employed as a self-employed individual was that when I needed time off, I couldn't get time off because there was no one else to do the work other than me and my wife. So, you know, I mean, if I shut down, I lose money. You want to have a business that works for you 24/7, you know, in terms of owning your own home-based business, so that when you need time away, that money still comes in every day. That's so important. Now, on the other side of the quadrant, as I said, we're going through this thing called the cash flow quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. On the other side of the quadrant is called B and I. B stands for big business owners, or as I like to say, a business that runs irregardless of your day-to-day time, effort, and energy. So you want to be able to know how to put something in place that runs irregardless of your time, effort, and energy. And again, you know, I recommend, you know, network marketing through using the internet, because the internet is up 24/7, all day long, all night long, and people can go online and do business with you even while you're asleep. You can set up, you know, autoresponders. And we'll be getting into a lot of these things throughout several of the other shows. You can set up so many different things through the internet that allows your business to run even while you are resting, or you could be on vacation. You could be, you know, this year or this month, during the summer, I was in St. Louis at a national convention, and while being away at a national convention, you know, people were going to my site and you know, doing business with my company. And you know, I had a chance to check some emails and some other stuff, but they still was able to get the product that they wanted. I was able to get the money that I needed from the product without having to deal with, you know, being involved totally in the day-to-day transaction. Now, the other side of the quadrant, besides being business owners, he said, is I stands for investors. Now, that's something that's kind of really scary for people right now today, is the way the market is going and all of that. But you want to know how to invest your money in which, you know, your money can work for you. That's so important, getting money to work for you. See, money doesn't take time off, doesn't take vacations, and all of those other things that go on. And it's nothing wrong with people taking vacations and taking time off. Money doesn't take sick leave. But you want to find a way to be able to invest in which your money works for you. Now, right now, you know, hey, I'm still studying the market, trying to look at some different things to invest in and all of that. But I do have a business that's working for me. This investment side of the quadrant, you know, with the way the economy's going right now, it's getting really scary for folk. I mean, you know, I know people that's involved in the housing industry, and that market is really tight. I know people that own houses, and you know they can't get rid of them in terms of those that want to sell them. Several other people that own houses, they're doing not too bad in terms of being able to rent them out. But a lot of people like to flip their property, buy property at one price, sell it at another price, make some money, and move on. Some people don't like renting out property because then that means you're a landlord. You got to keep the property up. You got to hope you get good tenants, hope they don't destroy the property. Something goes wrong in the property, you got to fix it. Investing in the stock market right now, the way the market is going, it's kind of scary. The market's always up and down, and hopefully, it's going to move to a point, when it shoots back up, but, that's probably going to take some time. So, again, this whole thing of a home-based business and network marketing, and I'm sharing information from the article called Why We Recommend Network Marketing by Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump. And if you like a copy of this article, if you go right here to our site, if you're tuning in or listening in, you see the email address, and you can email us, and I'll make sure you get a copy of this article. And this is what Robert Kiyosaki had to say. He says, when I first heard about network marketing, he said, I was against it. But after opening my mind, I began to see advantages that few other business opportunities offer. Long-term success in life is a reflection of your education, life experience, and personal character. Many network marketing companies provide personal development training in those key areas. So again, as we said before, you want to make sure that in terms of network marketing, that you find a company that also offers great training. Training that really helps you with understanding product knowledge and how to market the product. Training is so, so important in terms of network marketing. He goes on to say, most schools train people for the employee or the self-employed quadrants, and that is great for those that are in those quadrants in which you spend most of your life. A lot of people do that. They spend a lot of their time in those quadrants. He says most MBA programs are training students for high-paying jobs in the corporate world as an employee, but not as a business owner. I mean, I have friends that have, MBAs and don't own a business. I said, you got a master's in business administration, and they're looking how to go work for somebody and market for somebody, as opposed to all of this knowledge and not how to market and find a product or a service that they can market for themselves and develop their own business. So, that's really, key. How do we get to the point that we can make a business work for ourselves? As a gritty wrap up for today's show, and we'll be back on again Thursday morning to follow up with this, because, I'm doing this in half-hour segments. I'm not interested in being on, for a long, long time in the morning. But just sort of, whet your appetite, get some information to you, and hopefully be able to do some follow-up, with people. What I want to do next is to just help you with what's called a mindset in terms of network marketing. And, there are several good books out here that can really help you with developing the right mindset and dealing with network marketing. And one is Mark Varnell, called My First Year in Network Marketing. But what he does also, he has a short piece that I want to share with you this morning where he talks about, that we all were born to be great. See, if you've thought about network marketing, that's very, very serious, because a lot of people are scared of taking that venture and taking that leap. I want you to listen to this short message that he has about born to be great, and then I'm going to come back and wrap up and tell you about what we're going to cover on Thursday.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain, and that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
Okay. As you hear what he said, you know, you have permission to go and, you know, succeed and go and move forward. Again, you know, from a home-based business perspective, you know, we recommend network marketing because it's a system that allows you to accumulate wealth and get residual income. And that's what we really need to be focusing on, and especially in these inflationary times. You know, I want to thank people for tuning in this morning as we're back up and on the air again. Baba Jahi here with Home-Based Business 101. We'll be back on again Thursday morning, same time, same place, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Please rate the show. Add your questions and your comments, and, you know, tell us what you feel about it. And hopefully this show has been a blessing to you this morning. And email us, you know, you right there at the site, and you can go to the email address and send us off an email and let us know what you think about the show or if you have any questions. Or you might have a topic that you might want us to cover. So please do that. And, you know, the biggest thing overall for the rest of the day is Thank God that you're alive. Be blessed. Enjoy the day. Get the most out of your day. And, hey, we look forward to you tuning in again on Thursday morning. Peace and blessings.